All right, welcome back in as we are, it is 9 o'clock, maybe 3 hours in this, Pete.
Look,
it's flown by, ain't it?
I mean, we do 4 hours every day, and this 3 hours feels different. I do wonder if, like, doing radio with a purpose, not to say that we every day we don't have a purpose. Obviously, we're trying to serve the sports fans at Houston as Houston sports leader here on Sports Radio 610, but just the additional purpose of helping the food bank at a time of need with as many food insecure people as there are in Houston. Like, it just has given me a different level of energy that I did not anticipate.
Yeah, I think there's that community element. There is that, like, feeling like you're doing something for a greater good, for a cause. But then also I would point to the uniqueness of our programming too. This part of it has been fun. I mean, think about it. You've heard from Payne and Pendergast, who you normally hear from around this time or exactly at this time every day, but you normally don't get to hear from Ron Hughley before 1:55 at the crosstalk, or from Reggie Atatula before 9:55 at the crosstalk. And I'm normally not here. I'm here at sporadic times. And we're normally not all in here together, the three of us or the four of us when it was us and Sean. So, like, the different combinations of programming, what we're actually here for and what we're doing, all of it is really cool to me. Like a very specific and cool thing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the thing that is really making this a cool thing is what you all are doing, right? We're 3 hours in, and we have already blown past the original goal. Hell, they didn't kicked it and moved it out as we are trying to reach a goal of 10,000. And we are, I'm assuming, near 5,000 is where we are right now when you combine what you all have so graciously donated and also what you guys have done when it comes to the auction items with the dinners with all four shows. My guy Axe just text in, how do I donate? Please, at this moment, you can donate by texting Sports Radio 610, all one word, Sports Radio 610, to 71777. That's Sports Radio 610 to 71777, and that's the way you can donate, as we are going to be here till 6 o'clock, and you can donate all the way up into that point. And we are really, really, really thankful for everything that everybody has done, because every single penny matters. Every single donation, both in the bidding and in the donations, all of the proceeds go to the Houston Food Bank, what their funding's been cut by $11 million, $11 million in federal funding. It's been cut back, and we're doing and looking to do whatever we can to kind of help them out. I know you got more numbers there.
Yeah, more numbers. So we're currently, when it comes to just cash donations at this point, Deuce is wild, $2,222 and some change currently up there. And again, appreciation to Robert Risen, who added in with it. But I mean, as much as I'm saying, I'll shout out the folks at $25 or more. There's donations of $5. There's donations of $1. There's donations of $10 in here. And like we mentioned, all of that still matters. Every dollar is the food bank can get three meals out of it. So don't think that there's too little to be put in here. Every little bit matters to help the greater Houston area.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, think about that. $5 is 15 meals. I mean, like, you can feed somebody for a week. You know, like, you can feel or close to it, 5 days or whatever it is. Like, so, I mean, think along those lines and along those terms, the impact that we're all trying to make here together, and that you specifically can make with your donation.
And they're feeding over 1 million people still in this city, 18 counties in this city. They're still trying to serve, even with those cuts that they received of $11 million cut. We are trying to help in any way possible. And we need you to help us help them, and you guys have done an amazing job, but let's keep it going.
And
let's keep this thing going.
For sure, and I do want to remind you, though, we also have the big-time auctions, the dinners with the shows of Sports Radio 610. How you get in, you bid by calling in to the phone line, 713-572-4610, talking to my guy Figgy. He'll get your bid down. Currently, the high bids for Payne and Pendergast and having dinner at Churrasco's, $1,250 is currently the bid. You're going to have to beat that. In the Loop, having dinner with In the Loop, myself, Figgy, and the OG John Lopez, $350 is the bid to beat. For the Drive, the new bid to beat, $400.
Let's go.
And don't forget, it's dinner with the fellas. And make sure, remember, T-Mill is going to be there. And Ron has promised Blanton's.
Blanton's, yeah. Apparently, I'm wearing a Rockets jersey, sleeves.
Not just Blanton's.
Guns out.
We get to see, we get to see the guns out. With Ron the Show Hughley, baby. So don't forget that opportunity.
Tatted up and everything, you can see all that, yeah.
And 250 will get you on the board, Area 45. Those guys are fun. Santiago is, like, underrated. I don't think people understand how fun Santiago
is. He's come out of his shell.
Yes.
He's broken out of his shell over the last, let's call it, year and a half or so. So I'm proud of him. Always been talented. Always been cool to work with. But, yeah, man, have you some dinner with Santiago with Sean Bajani and Patrick Crate?
All right, fellas, I know both of you grew up here in Houston. And kind of have a little lay of the history much better than I do in my 5 years here. Is this for you all and I know around, 17, 18 maybe, but is this the best feeling that you have had about all three of the major sports teams right now with the Rockets? And as you said yesterday on our show, The Drive, this is the best offseason that you've ever experienced with the Houston Rockets. And I think right now Vegas has them, I think, second as in terms of title contenders, championship favorites. And then obviously the Astros, despite anything that happens, they continue to roll through as they have the second best record in the American League. And then the Texans. I think a lot of people feel pretty good about the Texans. Is this the best feeling that you've had about these all three major sports teams? Sorry about your Dynamo and Dash.
No, it's fine. It's okay. I mean, although really the Dynamo, they do have a couple of MLS Cups themselves. I do want to make sure to salute them in that. But I think to that answer, especially in, I guess, if I went back and went to like Oilers times, like, and start going there, maybe. But I can't speak to that personally, so I won't speak to things that I can't. In the time period of with the Texans as the football team, it feels like that's unequivocally a yes. Like, having all three teams going at the same time, it still feels like you might have a little hesitation in that answer then.
I would say it's not. I think it's up there. It's pretty high and it's close. But I'm gonna go 2018, 2019.
Okay.
At least just at the time.
Now, someone just texted in 2017, Houston sports was the golden age.
Yeah, 27, but it also hadn't quite, like, so that's the year where Deshaun is emerging, but then he tears his ACL, right? You know, right around the time of the World Series, right?
Wasn't it the same day?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, basically, either the same day or the parade, somewhere around
there. It was the same day.
The same day, and then, of course, you had Harvey. There was a lot going on in 2017, but in terms of just the quality of the teams, I feel like by the time we get to 2019, Deshaun is established. The Astros have won a World Series. They, of course, go to the World Series in 2019 and should have won it. That's the best Astros team that I think has ever been assembled, but, of course, did not win the World Series. And then at that point,
still a 53-win Rockets team. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, and probably. And then at that point, the Rockets are still trying to knock down the Warriors. They're still trying to overcome that, and you feel like you've got that chance. You're coming off the Chris Paul injury is 2018.
Yeah.
So I would say at that point where you still have got Chris Paul and James Harden with the Rockets. You've got the Astros at their very best, even though they didn't win a World Series. And then you're in the heyday of the Deshaun era. I would say 2019 is the best that I felt about all of them. But this is pretty damn close because, as I've said on both of y'all shows now, I've said this on In the Loop and I've said this on The Drive now, that this is the best Rockets offseason that I can remember probably of my lifetime, period. Yeah. And it's probably the best that I felt about them going into a season based off of what they did in the offseason. So so if I isolate it to the Rockets, I would say yes. If we go all three teams, you got to think about how damn good the Astros were in 2019. What they're doing now, we're all impressed by the Astros. We're trying to figure out how the hell they're doing it. How are they overcoming this rash of injuries, all of the bad luck, some of what seems like incompetence with either – the medical staff, man, I don't know exactly who to blame with the whole injury situation. So I don't want to misplace that, but we understand something's going on with that part of it. And we're trying to figure out, how are they overcoming this? How are they this good? In 2019, you didn't have to wonder that. They had two Cy Young candidates, two guys that could have won it, one guy that did win it. You could argue that the other guy should have won it. And they were just a far greater baseball team. So I'd say 2019.
The reason why I went unequivocally, and I probably came out a little too strong.
Get aggressive.
I think you made a good case there.
Hey, man, but he went unequivocally.
I think it's because as much as Houston is very much a baseball town, especially as the Astros have been a dominant
franchise. Is Houston a baseball town?
I mean, when your team is this damn good for a decade.
Yeah.
Right?
The Astros have remade it.
But are they baseball town? Is Houston baseball town, or is it because they're good?
Is Kansas City football town, or is it because the Chiefs have been damn good? Like, how much can you extract those two things together?
Kansas City's a football town. The Chiefs were terrible that people still went out to the game.
I mean, look,
when the Astros were absolutely atrocious, yeah, it makes it tough because there's 162 of those things, but people loved the Astros for a long time.
St. Louis is a baseball town. But it doesn't matter how good, you know what I mean?
No, to your question, it is in large part because they are good, but they are good. So, right. Until they're not, like, it's going to be hard to, like, I've always thought about this. What is, like, the counterfactual of the Astros' ascension, right? Like, if you look at it, at what point, okay, so whenever the Astros do finally, whenever that window is finally closed, does it go back to the way it was, or is it now a reestablished baseball town? I don't know if we actually have that answer, but as we sit right now, because they're still so good and riding off the high, I think it is a baseball team.
And this is kind of a digression for where I wanted to go, but I do want to finish out that thought. When you say where it was, I think it's also worth noting they were intentionally being very bad in the intermittent years before they got really good. So I don't even know if that can be used as a benchmark for Astros as baseball town.
Yeah.
Because it was so intentionally bad that you're going to lose a level of attention and support in that time period. But ultimately what I was going to get to is, as much as this team, this place has become this much of a baseball town, it's still very much a football place. And so I add kind of a different multiplier on the football team being good. And the football team ain't never been this level of good. As much as we want to give credit to those time periods, like, you have an elite defense, and if your offense is not woeful, you probably are making real waves in the Super Bowl kind of space.
Yeah, I think naturally it's a football town. You know, just like, regardless of the success of any team, it's a football place. And I think the excitement level for where the Texans are right now is about as high as it's been. Like, if you're coming off of...
some of them Wade Smith, Andre Johnson years,
What, 11 and 12?
It's pretty high, right?
Yeah, it's up there, but I don't know if you ever felt as good about your quarterback situation.
The quarterback takes it
as you do right now. And then you have, like, and this is not a disrespect to the great Hall of Famer Andre Johnson, but you do have some analogous figures to the era that you're talking about. Like, Nico Collins can kind of take that place. Of course, you got Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, who can kind of play the J.J. Watt role, and whoever else your favorite defensive players were from that era. So you've got all of those components along with the quarterback that makes you feel like you've got a legitimate shot. So I would say it's up there. It rivals 2019, but it's hard to beat it because you felt so great about all of the teams at that point.
The fun for me in this time period, and maybe I'm just too much of a projector as a human being, is not only are all these teams good, there's still projection forward, right? The Texans have a level of proven level of good, and there's still opportunity to get better when you talk about what the offense is, the youth, and then if they can get this offensive line going together. The Rockets, I mean, they were just a number two seed in the West, and we all looked at them like, yo, they still got to make some things shake, and then they add a dude who's been a multiple-time MVP. And then you talk about the Astros, and we're still looking at them as they have the third best record in all of baseball, saying, how are they doing this? What happens if they get back reinforcements? So I think the upside of it is also, and maybe I shouldn't project, like, because you're just asking about the feeling now, but my brain goes, I feel good because I can also go, how much better does it look in the future?
Well, so this is the question to me. How many years, okay, and y'all feel free to text in and get involved in our YouTube and Twitch chats on this. 713-572-4610, the number to get in on this conversation. But how many years, how many seasons have you gone into as a Houston sports fan feeling like all three teams could win the championship?
Do you feel that way here?
Yeah, yes.
The Texans is the one team that I'm hung up on.
They clearly have the worst chances.
Yeah.
But just objectively speaking, I think all three have a legitimate chance and should have their sights on winning a championship. How many years have we had like that? I would say 2018 and 2019, around that time.
Did you really think the Texans could win the Super Bowl in those times?
I didn't.
And that's the thing.
Situation? I didn't.
That's the thing that's funny is, I think that they have a better chance than the Texans have ever had as an organization, but it's also still probably the worst chances of the three teams at this current time because of what they're facing off against in the Bills and the Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC.
Hey, look, I love you, Texans, but y'all got to step it up, baby. Y'all bringing the property values down. Straight up, bringing the property values down. They the reason in 2018, 2019 where I'm kind of having this hesitation. They the reason now why I'm having this hesitation. And that's with all the success that they've had in that time, man, bringing the property value down.
Go ahead and cut that grass and paint the side of that house,
come on,
please.
Now. Yeah, ditch that garden, man. That's against the HOA, man. Come on now.
All right, as we continue here, continue to help us. And, wow, people
are
really helping us.
They
wow.
are.
Yeah, continue to help us here. Help the Houston Food Bank. Please text Sports Radio 610-271-777 as well. During the break, this is a good time to call here, 713-572-4610, and get in on the bids. You can bid to have dinner, personal dinner, stories, off the record, on the record, who we like, who we don't like. You got a chance to have a nice night out with each one of the shows, Payne and Pendergast, In the Loop, The Drive, and Area 45. You can call up here, 713-572-4610. Figgy will take care of your bids. $250 to start things off with Area 45. You got a top 400 with The Drive. You got a top 350 within The Loop.
We got an update,
we
man.
We got an update.
So The Drive is now at $1,000.
Look at God right there.
There we go.
He did a praise dance. Not the praise dance
hey,
happening.
Hey, thank you, whoever that was. Lord. Hey, y'all got Ron in here sanctified.
A thousand. I'm telling you, there you go. That Blant just coming with you. 1,000. Check that. You got
also,
call.
By the way, Payne and Pendergast is at 1,500.
Son of a bitch.
Well, Payne, you know
and
what?
Pendergast, if, 1,500. There
if
you
promising
go.
Blantons That's is right. what makes this happen, I get you some Blantons. Go ahead and bid up
hey,
in the loop.
Hey, man, chill out, man. Don't steal. Don't steal. You choose your own thing. All right, 1,500. You got a top 1,500, Payne and Pendergast. You got a top 1,000 with The Drive. So we
got a deal over
you.
Here. You only got a top 350 for In the Loop. Come on now.
We got a deal.
It's a deal right now.
It's
come
a
on,
sweet you, deal right now.
Yeah, use
it
your
is.
Head.
It is. All right, continue to ride with us as we roll till 6 p.m. The Reggie and Ron Radiothon continues for my guy Reggie to roll on. All right, welcome back in as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon continues to roll on. And Reggie's got numbers for you. You guys are amazing. As I said, I don't even think I know the power of this radio station. Sports Radio 610 has been around for 30 years, over 30 years, and it's one of the most powerful stations in the country, and you all are showing it. We are looking to raise money to help, as we've said, help feed Houston, and the Houston Food Bank, whose services over a million people in this great city. Their budget has been cut by $11 million in the last year, and they just need all the help that they can get. And Reggie and I came together and really felt passionate about this cause, and we knew we needed your help, and you guys have come through big time. Reggie will give you the latest numbers. Again, if you want to help, as we need your help, please text Sports Radio 610 271777, Sports Radio 610 271777, and you can help us reach our goals. Reggie, you got numbers because
I
got an update too.
Oh man,
you want
okay.
The update now, or you want to do the numbers first?
Hold off on the update because I right. want to get these numbers off. I mean, we started, and I think the goal that was set by the Houston Food Bank, because they also apparently didn't know what Sports Radio 610 can do, as we are learning today.
It was sleeping on us.
They were.
3.5 hours,
they
baby.
They were like, $3,000 is a nice little round number to maybe see
That's
what we
do. That's a cute little number.
We have blown past that in 3.5 hours, under 3.5 hours. $3,450 and a little bit of change has been raised in pure just cash donations, and you guys have been doing that. Shouts out to Shane Allen. Shouts out to Madison Johnson. Shouts out to Larry Jackson. Shouts out to Mary Vondison. All of you have donated on by going to, or texting rather, Sports Radio 610 to 71777. We greatly appreciate you doing that. You're doing incredible work. But on top of that, We also have auctions. We have dinners with all the shows of the station. Painter Pendergast will be at Churrasco's. In the Loop will be at J Bar M Barbecue. The Drive will be at Carbog Brewing. And Area 45 will be at Christian's Tailgate. All of those are you and a guest, along with the shows, hanging out. Maybe a bottle of Blanton's, as both Sean Pendergast and Ron Hughley had promised.
Man, y'all fancy, man.
I personally didn't know Sean had promised that.
I'm glad that you went for that as opposed to Mad Dog like y'all be doing sometimes, because that's different. But
we may bring a Mad Dog bottle and sign it for you. There it is right there.
Okay. Look, just let me know how I can sweeten the pot. I will, because we have some updates on where the current bids are if you want to hang out and get the stories and the personal interaction with any of the fellas. What are the updates on the bids right now, Figgy Fig?
So we got an update for In the Loop.
Ooh, I love
In
to hear
In the Loop
it.
Is now at $1,000.
Yeah, baby.
Shout out to my guy, Rick.
Hey.
Damn, Rick.
So the three-day parts are all at least $1,000 now.
Which means
that puts y'all at.
Y'all need to go ahead and bid on this Area 45 dinner, because it is
a steal
right now to hang out with the fellas at Area 45.
Patrick Creighton will bring it.
He got a lot. PC's got all of the
stories. He got a lot of stories, too, man.
Yes. Like, if you are wanting a dinner where you can just sit there and listen to somebody drive a conversation, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani, too. Those guys could talk for days and tell you things and tell you stories and go through history, sports history. Like, they are like sports encyclopedias in some ways.
The underrated part of that one, I'll say, those are consummate baseball dudes.
Yeah.
If you love baseball and like talking baseball, you will have a time and a half hanging out with those cats. So I encourage you.
Time and a half.
200. Yeah, man, you get overtime with them fellas.
And Sean Bajani in a previous life fancied himself as a football coach.
I was going to say Sean.
Not only did he fancy himself, he went and did it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I'm saying that, like, if you want to get into the nitty gritty of football, X's and O's, Sean Bajani will go down the rabbit hole with you. So
$250 will get you on the board for Area 45. You got to beat bids of $1,000 for In the Loop and The Drive. And then $1,500 is the current top bid for Paint and Pendergast. That's what's happening as we're raising money for the Houston Food
Bank. Again, to alert, we're going to have to start to count this stuff up. We may be getting closer to me having to throw this jersey on.
Oh, that's a good point.
Once we surpass. Well,
what's our threshold?
$10,000. Once we surpass the $10,000 mark.
We're looking at $7,000 right now.
I'll be wearing the Texans jersey. If you know, it's kind of a deal for me. I'll be wearing the Texans jersey
make sure it's not wrinkled up, man. Iron it out or
of
something.
The show, because we are going to hit that as we sit here at 9:30. We are around the 7,000 mark again. Text in Sports Radio 610 to 71777.
That is the number you're texting to. Texting to 713-572-46. No, you said it right, but I've seen a number of people text in 71777 to our text line.
Yes.
No, you want to text 271777 the words Sports Radio 610, all one word. And the reason why that is, I want to make it abundantly clear, because sometimes with donations and charity events, you know, there's multiple hands changing, you know, money changing multiple hands, and people have a level of kind of trepidation. Is that money getting where it needs to go? We're just publicizing this. We're just pushing it. This is going straight to the food bank, as far as all the money goes directly to their fundraiser as well. So we're Sports Radio 610 Odyssey. We're not even touching the money. So that's why we're pushing you 271777.
Also, I want to add, don't text 71777 to sport or to our number. Don't text it to our number. Actually, text 71777 and type in Sports Radio 610. All one word, because I see a lot of text messages saying 71777. Don't text this number.
Yep, you'll see it. It's very easy process. I did it earlier this morning, and you'll get your confirmation back in an email from the Houston Food Bank. So go ahead and do your thing. All right. We've been having some fun. I love this. The boss said, "Hey man, this thing gets to feel different." You know, you can talk, you know, we can do this thing any way we want to do this. And I feel like, you know, we are a more well-rounded group than just sports.
Yep.
We can do a few things, and I think this is a great group to have on. And I just want to lie about this thought, this question. And I know the producer back there will have some major thoughts on this. Do we we talk about this in football, in sports. You know, Aaron Rodgers, him hanging in here, is he messing up his legacy as long as he's playing? Have we reached a point where the Wayne Carter, known as Little Wayne, is it? Have we reached the point where he is starting to ruin his legacy with what this Carter 6 was a rough. I mean, it was a rough listen for me, and not just the Carter 6, but a lot of the stuff he has been doing. Have we got to a point where Wayne is messing up his legacy right now?
I don't think he's messing up his legacy. I just think that Wayne is going to be one of those ultimate you would have had to have been there type of artists. Mm. If I just place you in 2025 and the future with no context of who Wayne is or what he was, it'll be hard to understand the Lil Wayne thing. But you would have had to have been there in 2000, let's call it from 2005 to 2010 or so. Okay, you would have
he had a run.
You would have had to have been there. Okay, and so I think that's what's really happening. And then honestly, for me, I think it's just one of those where the music doesn't necessarily age well. Like, it was great at the time, and for where I was in the space, some of it does, but the bulk of it doesn't necessarily age well, which also speaks to you would have had to have been there to understand. Like, you're talking to somebody right now who grew dreadlocks because of the guy. Like, I'm
oh,
sitting.
Damn. Oh, that's yes. Really. That's why we're here.
That,
I don't know, Vicky. He is starting to make me forget about, man, I miss my dogs. Like, he is starting to.
But how could you?
I know you were there. But every time, like, I want to have the first thought of that, not to be bad covers and auto tunes in 2025. I want to have it as Fireman. I want to have it as yeah. that. I feel like he's flirting with it.
To me, it seemed like he just kind of lost touch a little bit, man. I felt like he's not really out there listening to what rap music is now, because it seemed like he's just stuck in a certain way. It's kind of like how Eminem was at one point, because I feel like the recent Eminem was, I guess he was just in the house so much where he was just coming up with some basic ass beats and all that stuff. It's just like, dog, ain't nobody listening to this right now, man. So I think he's in a place where he probably got too much money. He's not all he do is watch SportsCenter and ESPN and all that stuff. I don't think he's really in touch with what's going on right now.
But see, I also don't feel like, and this could be a cop out, but I also just don't feel like he needs to keep making new music. Like, just
correct. I'd rather him stop. I'd rather him just stop.
Lean into, like, a couple of weeks back, I went and saw the Wu-Tang Clan.
Is he still in his 30s?
No.
He might be. He started so young.
Lil Wayne? He might be. I'm 36.
He might be about 38, 39.
Who are y'all talking about? Lil Wayne?
No, he's 42.
He's at least 42. Yeah, I was going to say, no.
Okay.
But he started, so the point being, he started so young that he's also not, we're not talking about, like, you know, Big Daddy Kane or nothing. Like, he's so young that he still should be able to have a pocket if he had, like, a level of motivation or something to say. The problem is, it's very evident
he's
he
got motivation. But I just think it just needs to
this is what
stop.
I'm saying. Look.
But see, even if you look at the producers from this album, it was no top-notch producers or anything. And this is Lil Wayne. I'm sure a lot of producers would want to work with Lil Wayne, but I just don't understand it. I feel like he probably got a lot of yes men in his corner that saying, yeah, that sound good. Yeah, let's go. I don't think he needs that, man. He needs some real people in his corner, some real producers and all that stuff. Then maybe we could be having a different conversation.
He needs to take a break, and he needs to lean in. He needs to lean. No, but if you're going to come back, lean into the first Carter, lean into the Carter 2, and do shows. You don't have to release new music.
I'm with you on that.
I went to go see the Wu-Tang Clan a couple of weeks ago at Toyota Center. And did nobody care that them songs was pretty much 30 years old? Like, they sang them like they were brand new. And I think that's what he needs to lean into. Lean into the glory years. Ain't nothing wrong with being old, especially when you got a legacy.
And especially in this modern era where it feels like the older acts have been able to find their niches a little bit easier. And you can just kind of subsist off of the people that love you, that loved you back then, that still love you now. You can eat off of that. You're just not necessarily going to run the game, which is fine.
And he wanted to do the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't know. That was wild to me, because have you heard him live, like, sans auto-tune?
I know, Judge.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He had to get up there and just play them hits, oh, man, and just talk them.
I saw him at the
talk them judges, talk them bad boys.
I saw him at that first Astroworld Festival in 2018. So we're not talking about that long ago. I was as close to him as I am to y'all right now. It was awful. Terrible.
That's killing me, man. You're right. I was there, boy. I remember it, boy. I would just get by myself on that first quarter. I'd just get by myself, clean my room and stuff, and just roll through, repeatedly listen to them joints.
Yeah.
All right, man. Just hang them up, man. Just perform your old stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe the break needs to be taken so he can't perform.
You can't do the type of rapping he was doing when you're 42 years old. Like, just so play those songs, right? That when I say it doesn't age well, you can't still be doing it once you get to a certain point.
Well, while we got Brandon Scott in, we'll do B. Scott's thoughts coming up here as we continue. And you can continue to help us as you guys have done an amazing job stepping up and helping us help the Houston Food Bank. If you're looking to help by donating, please text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777, and you can have an opportunity to donate as we continue. The Reggie and Ron Radiothon rolls on. All right, welcome back. For those of you tuning in, and it's a surprise, no one has gotten fired. Seth and Sean, they have joined us today. This is a special day here at Sports Radio 610. This is, for you, Lopez, the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon. And we with your help, have been able to easily, I think, 2.5 hours or so surpass the initial goal.
Correct.
That the Houston Food Bank had. We've cleared that by a lot, and Reggie will give you some numbers, but the boss, Parker Hillis, who is the program director and signed off on this, on us doing this this little project that we had, has some news and some more things to add to the great things happening here today.
I do. Thanks, Ron, Reggie. First and foremost, guys, let me very quickly say congratulations to you fellas. I know this was, you guys brainchild, and we put a lot of time and effort into putting this together, but it really only goes because you guys had so much passion for this cause and passion for this city, so credit to you and props to you for putting all this together. Now, I do have something I want to add, and I want to make it really clear that we're not going to be able to do this all day, so for our listeners who I know have been texting in and wanting to throw in extra pieces on top of donations, right? I know there's been a few of them. We can't do this for all of them, but we did have a good partner of ours reach out and wanted to add one more experience that we can add to our auction. So if you guys are cool with that, I've got a list of things in this package now. I heard you guys talking about it earlier today. Somebody wanted a B. Scott and Figgy kind of experience. Well, we now have that on the table. So here's what you're going to get in this potential auction package that you can now bid on. And this is from our friends at Cormier's Kitchen, who I know you guys have been out to for Football Fridays and have been out to for Bullets and Bugs back in the day.
Yes, great food, great experience. Shout out to Cormier's Kitchen.
Cormier's Kitchen is offering dinner or lunch, mutually agreeable. We'll figure all that piece out. Dinner or lunch with B. Scott and Figgy for you and three of your friends. Plus a signed, framed Yordan Alvarez jersey that is currently hanging on the wall, I guess, in Cormier's Kitchen. You're going to go home with it. And I've got a photo of it right here, and it is pretty, let me tell you. A bottle of Weller 12 and one extra mystery gift for you and three of your friends that's coming up next week.
Okay?
Here's how it's going to go, though. All of that package, starting bid is $750. The owner of Cormier's Kitchen has put this down and said, I'm bidding $750 on this package. Somebody beat me.
That's the bid to beat. So it's not a starting bid. You can't call in and say, I got $750. You got to beat it.
Yep.
Okay. We'll let you go up $25 on it. We won't force you to go $800, but this is a fantastic, and I imagine that it will go higher than $800.
Yep. So $750 plus. It's got to be $750.
Look, now you're in the ego competition, B. Scott.
Meet with your boy.
I
am humbled by this. Just the idea that it would even start at that number humbles me. So I can appreciate it.
One more time. Here's what you get in this
Please
package.
Repeat that.
Lunch or dinner with B. Scott and Figgy for you and three friends. This is the dinner for six at Cormier's Kitchen. A signed, framed Yordan Alvarez jersey that is personally off the wall of the owner, Kevin Cormier. A bottle of Weller 12. And a special gift for you and three friends that's coming up next week.
Hey, the Yordan Alvarez jersey alone.
A special gift.
What's going on next week?
If you have any questions on that.
A special gift that you can enjoy with your friends.
Figgy can fill that one in for you.
Yeah, you got... Come holler at us. We'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, yeah. $750, it you have to top that. Not start. You have to top $750 on that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's well worth it, fellas. And again, special thanks to our friends at Cormier's Kitchen for reaching out and doing this, guys. And thanks again for you guys for doing this for the community, for the city of Houston. It's a really, really cool initiative that we've started. I'm really glad to be part of it. I'm really glad that we were able to do this for our city. And shoot. We got, 8 hours left to go?
Wow. Yeah.
We're rocking
when
and rolling,
you say it like
baby.
That, it makes it seem like there's a lot longer time.
You say 8 hours?
Yeah. Buckle up, baby.
Wait a minute. I thought we had been here for 8 hours. Yeah. What do you mean?
Y'all had done the other way, right? Like, oh my God. 3 hours have already gone by. Oh, my God. Four hours have already gone by. You didn't do the other part of that math, though.
Text line, guys. No, it's not an orgy.
The kids are out of school, ladies and gentlemen.
Three friends, guys. It's not.
Yeah, and it would be way more than $750 for that. Come on,
that is fair.
Let's be for real. That's true. An orgy starting at $750? Are you crazy? Come on now.
Although I don't know what the going rate is. Anyways, I don't want to entertain that anymore.
Yeah, we're not going down that road. I'm just saying it would be higher than $750.
Fair enough. All right, from the 832. Wait, three friends, who gets the jersey? I feel like that's you guys have to decide but you have the opportunity to decide that for if you beat the bid of $750.
I mean,
I think whoever makes the bid gets the jersey.
Well,
makes
you know, because
they could go in it together.
Going in, like, I don't think we talked enough about that. A lot of people have thought about just, I have to put this money down. If you and a friend for the other packages, or if you and three of your friends want to put this together and go in, like, you got $250, you got $250, you know what I mean? Like, if that's how you have to go in order to raise this money, I think that's actually a smart way to go about this. Use the rest of the day, or not the rest of the day, because we're closing these things off at 5. But use the next couple hours, hit up your homies and be like, hey, you want to put in?
That's their problem. Dang, that's to figure out.
I'm just trying to help. Because my goal is not necessarily, my goal is to get the money so that we can get this to the food bank and feed Houston.
I want to make it very clear, Figgy, Tyler, if you're listening as well, I'm probably going to be bad on these breaks today. Tyler, you know it. I'm probably bad anyway.
So we can have
some fun. But B. Scott,
B. Scott, you ain't got nowhere to be.
Yeah. B. Scott's got nowhere to be. We have teased this already. I mean, give us another segment. I know Clint is on his way coming in as well. But B. Scott, stay in. I want to get his B. Scott's thoughts because that is a staple right there on In the Loop. I want to get B. Scott's thoughts coming up on the other side. And you guys have been amazing. Continue to do the amazing work you're doing. We are nearing the 10,000 mark, which is...
That's with the donations, or with the rather bidding. I kind of want to hit donate to 10,000 just off of donations if we can.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm not saying.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we can do that.
You think I should wait to put on the jersey until we get the donations? That's what I was getting into. We are
okay. So I played myself. My bad. We're almost at 10,000.
Yeah, we're almost at 10,000. That's when I throw on the Texans jersey for the duration of the show. But continue to do your thing, as you guys have been amazing. I've heard some people outside of Houston. I've got some people from Kansas City, some people from Dallas.
Can I give some quick shout outs?
Go ahead.
All right. So first and foremost, April on the YouTube page, listening from a cruise somewhere in the Atlantic. That is dope. And that's not the. I mean, there's people all over the place. On top of that, I want to shout out Vincent Boisabin, Kenny Peacock, and Tavier Ellis for donating. Appreciate you guys donating and helping the cause. And in order to try and gin up more donations, I am allowing, if you donate $100 and send me the confirmation at reginald.attitula@odyssey.com, I will say whatever FCC approved message on the airwaves, it'll come out of my mouth, whatever you want Reggie to say, as long as it's not vulgar, not profane. And not like payola or plugola.
Don't get him fired because he's not going to do that.
But you, I will allow you to embarrass me for money in order to raise money for the city of Houston.
Yeah, and shout out to April. You could literally be anywhere in the world, and apparently you are anywhere in the world, somewhere in the Atlantic and listening to us. Can't appreciate you more for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. As we continue, again, through the break, you can continue to call to add yourself to the bid. I believe the bid for Payne and Pendergast is at $1,500. You've got a top $1,500. You got a top $1,000.
I'll do it for $50.
Okay, he's changing it to $50, guys.
Good job.
He will let me get this off. $1,000 on In the Loop and on the drive, and you can still get in at $250 to have dinner with Area 45, 713-572-4610. You can call in and add to that bid and the new bid that the boss Parker Hill has just told us about. That starts at $750. Our good friends at Cormier, so you can do that. All of that as we continue B. Scott's thoughts and the Reggie and Ron Radiothon rolls on. Let's go.